Praise be Jesus and Mary. From today's readings, there are a couple things we can learn. The first is that sanctity can be found in just ordinary, everyday life. And then secondly, I want to talk about humility and faith, pride and a lack of faith. All right, so first, sanctity in ordinary life. We see that our Lord comes back to his native place, that is, Nazareth. He comes back there accompanied by his disciples and goes into the synagogue to teach. And those who heard him were astonished. All right, here is Jesus, the carpenter. We know him. He's the son of Mary. We know his brothers. Right here, the scripture says brother and sister. We know that's referring to his cousins. Okay, that's a separate topic, but let's not get confused and think that Mary had other children. No, she is ever virgin, and that is referring to his cousins. But in any case, the people take offense at him. Okay, they're familiar with him. They know him, they know his family, and they're wondering, where did he get this wisdom? They hear his words. The truth is speaking to them. They have seen and probably heard of his mighty deeds, the miracles. Where did he get this power? And so this makes us realize that for the first 30 years of our Lord's life at Nazareth with Our Lady, there is nothing extraordinary, nothing to draw particular attention to them. So the Son of God, God himself, equal to the Father, was living among them for all of those years. He was living an ordinary, everyday life. The Immaculate Conception, the Queen of the Universe, was there in their presence. Nothing extraordinary, very ordinary, not drawing attention to herself. And yet, immaculate, full of grace, the Queen of Angels, the Mediatrix of all graces, she who was to be the co-redemptrix of the human race. All of this was present among the people of Nazareth. They had no idea. Okay, this is instructive for us, which means we don't have to do anything that grabs people's attention. Nothing extraordinary in order to be holy. Right? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, holiness himself, the fountain source of all holiness. Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, full of grace, Queen of all saints. There are no two people holier than them, ever. And yet there they are, living ordinary, everyday lives. See that? Fidelity to the will of God. Charity, heroic charity, can go unnoticed. It can go unnoticed. And so in our own everyday life, let's not be seeking the extraordinary. Let's not be seeking to make a name for ourselves. Not everybody is called in God's providence to be canonized. Canonization is a special call of a particular soul who God wants to present to the whole church as an example of holiness. And normally speaking, what is required in that is the fama sanctitatis, right? The fame of holiness. Now, we could say this really wasn't the case of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, at least not during her life. They say at the moment of her death, she was only known by 50 people. But it was afterwards when her diary became popular. Then she became well known. Then fame became her portion. But in any case, We may not be called to be saints, and probably not, that is, canonized saints. Probably not. The odds are against it. But that doesn't mean a whole lot, right? We need to be holy saints in the eyes of Almighty God. That's what counts. That's what will count on the day of our death when we stand before our Lord. He won't ask us how many people knew us. What did others say of you? Were you regarded as a saint? Did you have the fame of sanctity? None of that will matter. And so, the ordinary, right? Faithful, humble, faithful, charitable lives, good lives. That's what our Lord and that's what our Lady were doing at Nazareth. So they're scandalized. Where did he get all this? And they're envious. He's one of us. And they took offense at him. And now, what does it say? That our Lord was amazed at their lack of faith. So now we go on to the second part of what we can learn today. Humility, faith, pride, and a lack of faith. Our Lord was amazed at their lack of faith. Stunned, shocked. Wouldn't our Lord say the same thing about our world today, Christians, Catholics today, at their lack of faith? We live in a time when there is an incredible lack of faith. That is, denial of certain truths of the faith. Now, these people of Nazareth, they didn't recognize in the person of Jesus the Son of God among them. They took offense at him. But how many Catholics today do not recognize the presence of Jesus among them in the Holy Eucharist? Really, truly, substantially present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The same Lord that walked the streets of Nazareth. And yet, we see from statistics that the great majority of Catholics don't believe in the real presence. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Why is that? We need to remember that humility stands as the foundation for faith. Humility being that disposition of soul, that docile disposition of soul, to subject himself to Almighty God and his teachings, his truth, his commandments, and, yes, his church. We see in the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel, he's being sent to the Israelites. And how does the Lord describe them? Rebels who have rebelled against me. They have revolted against me, hard of face and obstinate of heart. Right? Those are the souls who want to do their own will. They want it their way. They will have the faith, the church, the teachings their way, and they will live their way. Right? Rebel souls, hard of face, obstinate of heart. And you know what? That pride brings about a loss of faith. So there we have it. We ourselves, we need to be humble, ready to always and everywhere do whatever God wants. Believe all the truths that he has communicated to us. Be faithful souls. And then, what does our Lord do with humble, faithful souls? He gives them more. More light, more grace. More faith, more charity. So that we can live according to his good pleasure in this world, in the ordinary circumstances of our daily lives, becoming saints and being crowned with glory at the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, miserable,